brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
You know, people still talking about, you know, how good the season was. You know, even if I go to Walmart or go to Dwight to eat.
I cannot believe this kid is not getting more looks.
That would have never happened unless you guys would have given the exposure to us guys up in the mountains.
Welcome to another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast, monthly edition. Since there aren't games being played, this is why we get to come at you, you know, once a month as opposed to every week. And that's coming pretty soon. So just make sure that you're ready for that. John here, Hannah there. This go-round, it's the Make That Kid an Offer version, where we catch up with some schools around the state, because as a part of our Make That Kid an Offer element for Football Fridays in Georgia, we get to kind of share the talent with the state, and then we get to share the talent with the state with the rest of the country. The number three state in the country when it comes to high school football talent going to college. It's going to be a cool one this time.
Yeah, and the last time we did this, we sent former Walton quarterback Jeremy Heklinski off to Wake Forest.
Walton
we
to
talked
Wake.
To Jeremy, we talked to Amy, and he was one of our main Make That Kid an Offers last year.
Mm-hmm.
Signed on the dotted line
yep.
because of our segment, so that was really cool. We try to find the best talent that we can, the up-and-comers, and John found some that he nominated for Make That Kid an Offer on today's podcast.
11 gazillion kids.
And they ended up getting college scholarships. So it's unbelievable. We have on a representative from Fannin County and Northeast
Megan. Representative from Fannin County, she says.
Our Make That Kid an Offer representative from Fannin County is...
Yeah. Cooper Bourne.
Thank you.
But that's only part of the story.
That is.
And we find that out from Chad Cheatham, the head coach at Fannin County, coming up later in the show. But we get to catch up with Coach Wiggins down at Northeast Macon, because you want to talk about underrated talent.
Middle Georgia.
Steals. I mean, like STEELS. That's how much of a steal it was. In more than one individual, one on offense and one on defense. We focus on the defensive player when we catch up with Coach Wiggins coming up in just a bit.
Yeah, so let's get to talking to these coaches about these amazing athletes, and we also get some spring updates on their teams. Let's go. Hey, Coach Wiggins, thanks so much for joining us today on this spring update.
All right, good afternoon, y'all.
So coming off a finals appearance and a congratulations is in order. You were inducted into the Macon Sports Hall of Fame recently. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, I had got a call from Mr. Reese probably about a couple months ago, and Mr. Ursary, and they said, you know, I had got inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame for Macon. So that was big right there, just to be recognized as one of the, you know, good players around in this area. And, you know, I had the whole family come out, so that was good for us to celebrate that.
So you've had a couple of months to think about it. What did last season mean to you and to the program, making the run that you did?
It was exciting. It's just, you know, feeling like now, like you just, you know, like starting the springtime and starting, you know, weights, you know, it was just trying to get to the season and go game by game. But, you know, like it really started coming into effect later on, probably like after we beat Lamar, and kind of we knew we had to go to the Fannin County and beat them. But like once we beat Fannin County, I started thinking, you know, we got a real serious chance of getting a chance to play at for a state title. And so it was very exciting. It was good for the community. Good for the school, good for our guys to kind of get that experience and kind of see what other, you know, programs get a chance to see. So now, you know, everybody's got a, you know, a standard and an expectation to like what we're trying to get to every year. And so it was real exciting for us, man. It was just, you know, people still talking about, you know, how good the season was. You know, even if I go to Walmart or go to go out to eat somewhere, go to Kroger, you know, people just, you know, just super excited about what happened this past season.
Well, you had a star player on your team, one of the top defensive players in Bibb County for three seasons, the linebacker Santana Balcom. He was on Make That Kid an Offer throughout the season on our championship edition. And finally, recently, he has signed on the dotted line to Fort Valley State University. What does that mean to you, and how was he able to get this huge offer?
I was just, you know, thinking about what was crazy, because yesterday I was watching film while we were sitting around watching TV, just going through old film, and I saw Santana on the sideline of my oldest son. I was watching film of Jones County. And we was, I saw Santana. I was like, look at Santana. He was number 32 back then. I fast forward 3 years, you know, from back then. Now, you know, he's been one of our best defensive players since he stepped on the field his sophomore year. And so that's just a testimony, you know, to how hard Santana worked from freshman year, sitting behind a good linebacking crew, to him filling in his sophomore year. You know, in junior, and I, you know, he had an incredible season his senior year to getting a chance to go and play at Fort Valley. They really got a big steal out of Santana. He's going to be a great football player in the future.
Yeah, and that's why we wanted to focus on a player like Santana. But let me ask you this. What does it mean to the program there on campus at Northeast, where you can show other student athletes, hey, if you do well, you're going to get recognized on multiple fronts, and you could end up wandering, you know, you could end up going just down I-75 to go play college ball. What does that mean to the program to have something like this happen to it?
Well, it's just, you know, good for our program, you know, to get kids the opportunity to play at next level, especially you in college football, you know, especially for the younger kids at middle school and to see Santana. And what's so good about it, you know, like our middle school work out with us all summer. So they see the older kids working out. And so, like, they all in the field house together, on the field training and stuff. So to see Santana, you know, go to Fort Valley, that, you know, really is going to inspire them guys to kind of work hard and try to get themselves a scholarship.
And, John, you were the one that pushed for him for Make That Kid an Offer. We had him on in November. He was a must for the championship edition. You were like, I cannot believe this kid is not getting more looks. And he finally signed on February 8th. So really cool. So thank you, John.
No. It's look, I want to share the state with the rest of the state, no matter what it is we're talking about.
Out there.
But one of the things that I wanted to bring you on also to ask about, in addition to Santana, is what a lot of folks may not know what happened back in late February. And I'm going to preface it this way by just asking, how is Santana and the family after losing their house back on February 21st? I mean, it's the ups and downs of
2 weeks after he signed.
Yeah. So literally it's these ups and downs that this family is facing. How are the Balcoms right now?
They're doing good. I know his mom, when all that happened, she kind of reached out and told me that they weren't going to be able to stay there, and is that they was looking for a place to stay. And, you know, we just opened up our arms, you know, because that family. So, you know, she needed some place to, wash her clothes. So I said, just come to the fair house. We got a big commercial washing machine. So she used that. And then, you know, she had Nick Wolfer organize the car wash. It helped them raise some money, you know, to get some things that they needed. And we had people donating and stuff. So it was just, you know, for her, it was like a big shock. But at the same time, you know, she was able to overcome that, her and Santana and them. They was able to overcome that and be able to get back on their feet.
Where did Nick end up, by the way?
Nick's going to Morehouse.
That, and you want to talk steel. I mean, you got steals all up and down the board, Coach.
Oh, yeah. That's a big steal for them. And I think, you know, for both of them to be get a chance to play each other, but both of them to be able to sign, you know, even with how the college, you know, world is today, you know, anything can happen. You know, they can be at Morehouse, you know, or Clark or wherever and be somewhere else, you know, the next year. You know, it just all depends on them, you know. And so I think as long as you're playing somewhere, as long as you're getting an education, you know, that's the main goal right there.
All right, so I'm checking to see. I'm checking. Oh, they don't play each other this year. Oh, Oh man, because I was going to ask if Morehouse plays Fort Valley.
That'd be pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
Then I was going to say, then what colors, are, Coach? What who are you supporting? Are you getting one of those 50-50 jerseys or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we have to go. We got to split up. We just gonna wear white. We ain't gonna wear.
Yeah, just neutral. You just go neutral. Yeah, that's awesome. That was an outstanding team last year. Made it to the finals. Oh, yeah. But what about the players this year? What are you seeing in workouts, and what's the plan for the summer?
We have a good. We try to go against good competition during the summertime. We got a jamboree with Perry, Warner Robins, and Howard. Ooh. Coming up this Wednesday. We're gonna play in Warner Robins, and then throughout the summer, you know, I do a lot of stuff with Coach Sams and Warner Robins. And Baldwin County, and go to a couple of OTAs. So we try to make good competition. We try to go against good competition during the summer. We've been hitting the weight room, you know, since we got back in January. And we getting ready for spring. Had a good spring so far. Had got a lot of young players who got a lot of reps. And looking forward to the summertime, we can put it all together and get ready for another season.
All right.
But they're very excited. They've been working hard. Pushing themselves, good spring, you know, they excited, they ready to get back to it.
All right, so then we'll go ahead and start it up now. Make that kid an offer for 25. Ooh. Who qualifies for make that kid an offer for you right now?
Probably two of them, Reginald Glover, number five, and then Taylor Sampson.
Okay.
Those two right there. Been playing a lot of ball over the years and getting a lot of interest right now. And so those kids right there are very good. Isaiah Stubbs is another sleeper. Definitely those three kids right there that's coming up next year that's going to be seniors need to, you know, get a couple offers too.
All right, writing them down.
Yeah, we're starting to make that kid an offer campaigns right now. That's why we wanted to ask. Right. We're getting an early start on the whole thing.
All right, Coach Wiggins, thanks so much for joining us and updating us on everything and Santana and the Balcombs, and we really appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for being here.
I appreciate y'all.
One coach down, one to go, and we go from Middle Georgia up to the mountains. We get to catch up with our friend Chad Cheatham up at Fannin County, and we found out that one Make That Kid an Offer athlete turned into more than one, and in more than one sport, and we even got some for the future. Here's a very full and funny interview.
Hey, Coach Cheatham, May check in. How you doing?
Hey, great, Anna. How are you?
We're doing good over here, hanging in here with John in the studio. You're coming off a quarterfinal appearance, region title, 12-1 season. How is this team shaping up this spring?
We've had a good off season. We've been going in the mornings. We don't do spring practice. We do two scrimmages. So we've been doing plows and we've been doing, just speed agility work. Our kids are so involved in other sports. We have track, we have golf, we have baseball. And I would say 95% of our kids in the spring are involved in those things. And then 95% of my coaches are coaching those things, including myself to a certain extent. And I would rather them have that experience and let's touch them in the mornings and get some good workouts in than actually doing it in the springs. And obviously we'll kick off on June the 2nd. We'll get everybody together, but it's been really good. It's been really busy. Yep. The soccer team just finished last week and we just finished the state track meet. Weightlifting competition. It has been, and of course, the basketball went. John was there. It was so late. And I don't think sports have ever been this far pushed back, especially in the spring, than they are right now.
No doubt about it. So, one of the reasons that we wanted to have you here is this is where we catch up with folks where we've had the Make That Kid an Offer element that's attached to it. And we know that. It's been really cool to see the impact that it's had with everybody up there at Fannin County. And we're now into legacy impacts at Fannin County with players and Make That Kid an Offer now, huh?
That is right, John and Hannah. Y'all have done just, and I say it every time, amazing. And for a school like what y'all have done to get these kids an education is to be applauded, and I appreciate it very much.
So who's going where?
We got three names from last year.
I was
going to
say, who's going where and who's doing what, Chad? What's going on?
Well, you know, like you said, Seth, when he went to the Army, we were doing a special on the field, and he got a call, and we had to take a break for a minute, and then you did. You guys did three Let's Make an Offers on Carson Callahan was one, Lawson Sullivan was the other, and Cooper Bourne was the other one. So Cooper is going to Shorter to play on a scholarship, and then Carson and Lawson are going as a double package to Harding University, which is Division II, and they're getting everything taken care of. And, great players, but that would have never happened unless you guys would have given the exposure to us guys up in the mountains when we're trying to tackle that man with the brown thing and get it over that inline. You guys are the ones that are making it happen, and you're making our programs be successful. Not just football, but you guys, basketball, soccer, all the things that happened at Fannin this year, y'all have been all over it, and it's just so important, and it's so special, and we can't thank y'all enough.
Well, thank you, Coach Cheatham. That means so much. But Cooper Bourne is the one tackling the man with the brown thing.
Uh-huh.
He was fabulous.
He tackled a lot of brown things.
He tackled a lot
He is actually now the leading tackler of the brown thing in Fannin County history.
Wow, in Fannin County history, I had his numbers.
In the history of our football program, he has tackled the brown thing more than anybody else.
It looks like 339 times and 227 solo tackles. Amazing.
That's nuts.
Outstanding. He was a Make That Kid an Offer nominee on week 14, about November 15. He ended up signing 3 months later. So that is huge. What was the process to get him to sign on that dotted line?
You guys know how everything works. Now it's a little bit different than the traditional, what we were used to, 5 to 6, 8 years ago. Obviously with the portal, the NIL and all that kind of stuff, we have to be really vigilant with our Twitter accounts, promoting our kids, you guys picking them up, being a part of Fannin County. I feel like you guys are our family. And so, it's kind of a waiting game because you wait on the portal for them to get recruited, and then you look for spots, which college has the right fit, has the right spot. And I think it's fun, and I always tell our kids, it's a chess match. Let's play the game now.
I mean, this is like Vulcan chess at times, man. I mean, it's like 4D, four-dimensional Vulcan chess, having to wait out the portal, plug in pieces. Okay, well, we thought he was going to go here, but now he's going here. But you're still getting those impacts, whether it's division. I mean, you're getting a lot of Division II looks after everything kind of sorts itself out now. I mean, when it comes to how things have changed, I mean, has NIL helped a small schools, and does it help smaller schools when it comes to sorting things out and understanding where you can go and seek the next opportunity for student athletes?
Well, I think that for myself and for you guys who understand the scope of the entire recruiting process, sometimes your kids and your parents, and I'm not saying this in a negative way, they don't quite understand everything, how the process works, when colleges can visit, how many scholarships they have, how many positions they have at each position level. So we try to educate our guys and our parents on the processes. And what do you have to do first? One is, I mean, four of those kids that we just talked about are 4.0 kids.
Wow.
For us, that is the key. Not that we're not blessed with extremely great talent. We are. But we're blessed with extremely smart kids who are dependable, reliable, resilient. They're tough. And they understand character, commitment, teamwork, family values, and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, academics are at the top of their priority. But the bottom line is this. Yeah, they get to play football, but they get a great education. And that's what we, you know, and that's what you guys do. And that's the most. Football is going to end one day. Look, I mean, it does for everybody. But that education is what's going to propel them and move them throughout life.
Okay, so now we have a legacy upon legacy. We might get into a third class of folks for Make That Kid an Offer out of Fannin County, because I got some information from a little birdie.
Wonder who that could be.
Yeah, I wonder who it could be. This particular individual won the state championship in the 400 meters. It's at state in track and field. Fifth in the 200, fourth in the 4x4, sixth long jump.
So really slow.
Yes.
Not athletic at all.
No. Most decorated male track athlete in Fannin County history. First state champ on the history of a male running event in school history. Five school records. Just a junior. First team all-region defensive back as a junior.
Wow.
Thank God he takes after his mom.
Last name Cheatham.
What?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, is this a safety or a wide receiver?
Big weekend for Brax. He did a great job.
Congrats, coach. And,
well, again, he's blessed. His mother is extremely athletic with great genetics. I'm kind of the short, fat, slow guy in the family. You know, I'm the black sheep somehow. I don't know how, but
the negative vertical leap.
My little girl's a sophomore. She finished fourth. Their team finished fourth in the 4x4, the mile relay. So it was a great, great week. But hats off to Brax. I mean, he's made this happen. And he, like I said, he's blessed. And we, you know, I'm very proud of him. But that's all I'm going to say. We got work to do. We're going to stay humble and grind. And maybe the legacy will continue.
Okay. So he will be on next year.
That's what I'm saying.
Next season's
Make
That Kid an Offer.
That's what I'm saying. We got legacy. But now a third generation Make That Kid an Offer is out of Fannin County, last name Cheatham. Comma,
I love it.
Brax.
We're just going to keep it going.
Hey, if you can't beat them, cheat them.
Ah!
Love it!
And if you can't cheat them, join them.
There it is.
There we go. Absolutely. Is that your fan? Do you have that in the house?
That's got to be in the house, doesn't it?
It has to be.
Well, between if you can't beat them, cheat them. If you can't cheat them, join them. And have I ever belonged to the law firm Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe?
Wow.
I get it 1,000 times. I wish I had a dollar for every time I've heard it.
Wow.
Can go on vacation with that money.
Yeah, you just go set up.
But of course, I'm not smart enough to be a lawyer. Mm. And so that was out of the picture real quick.
And
so
you set the law firm up right there on the main drag right next to where you get all the olive oil. I know how this goes.
We need to put that on t-shirts.
We need to put that saying on t-shirts.
Yeah, what we need to do.
Exactly. Yeah. So take the phrase, Chad, and turn that into something that that can be marketed, shall we say, up there in Blue Ridge. And,
we'll do it, man. Anything we can do.
Well, as always, my friend, it's great to see you, great to catch up, and it's very humbling to hear what, in a very small way, we are able to do at GPB with Make That Kid an Offer. Love you very much, my friend. Thanks for hopping on,
and thanks for sharing the stories. Hannah, love you. Thank you, Hannah, for putting up with me and all my craziness. See you soon.
And I have another Make That Kid an Offer to shout out. That's Ringgold Tigers linebacker Bryce Hart.
Bryce the Hitman Hart.
Yes, he signed with Western Carolina being featured on the segment. And countless others. We only can keep track of who we can keep track. We do these segments all season long. And the big ones kind of come across.
And let us know.
Come across. And coaches will let us know, hey, they got offers. And so we love to follow up on that. But the final numbers of... how many Make That Kid an Offers have signed is unknown to this day. Because
it's so astronomical a number.
There are so many that we've lost
count. There are 11 billion kids, but it's fun to do Make That Kid an Offer.
And it's my favorite segment of the year.
All of the different schools, all the different classifications, because it's not just the big schools. It's not just the big names. It's a great way to focus on those 4.0s. That are playing high school football in Class A, D1, D2, Double A. You know, it's just the one school counties that are getting these kinds of student athletes, and it's fun for us to do. So, when we get closer, you know, like July, August, when Make That Kid an Offer starts, Start taking your notes now so we can continue to sit there and go make that kid an offer. This one, this one, this one, this one, and this one, so we can continue to share the state with the rest of the state and all the fantastic student athletes that we have here coming up in 2025.
Yeah, get your nominations ready.
Get them in now.
For 2025 season.
Yes.
Okay, John, you have a huge update on one of the special features you did last year.
Yeah, it's the second arrest has been made in the murder of Manchester football player Brandon Smith. And it was, for those that might have missed the story that was produced for
championships the champion, and played all season. Right. Didn't you win an award?
We were national headliner, third place national headliner. So awesome. And we've submitted for others. And still we're waiting, I think, on five other awards that we were submitted for. But so far it's won a national headliner award. And I would go back to our YouTube channel and watch that piece. There's been a second arrest that has been made, and it had to do with the Brandon Smith murder the day before the championship game when Brandon's body was found back in 2023. And it has been a teammate that has now been charged. So go watch our story.
Horrific.
And it shed a light on a very, very tough time for a community twice over, if not three times over. And so now there is an answer to one of the questions that we had, and we'll just see where it goes from here. But yeah, I would go back to our YouTube channel at GPB Sports and watch the story that Manchester High School was incredibly gracious in letting us tell to hopefully come up with some answers. And so we'll see where we go from here.
Yeah, two more unsolved murders. So where can people go to?
Call
the local police station.
Well, yeah, if you have any information, it's the Manchester Police Department. It is the Columbus Police Department, and it's also the regional district attorney's office there in Meriwether County and that particular section of the state. So, yeah, if you have any thoughts, any ideas that may help in the investigation, it's the GBI, that regional DA's office, the Thomaston Police Department, the Manchester Police Department, and the Columbus Police Department. So there's a lot of different folks and a lot of moving parts involving a very, very trying time, multiple years over for everybody at Manchester.
Hoping, praying there are more arrests to come out of that. Thank you, John. That was a great feature.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one to tell, and all the credit really goes to everybody down there at Manchester.
What else is going on in the sports world?
Well, I mean, we have championships that are going on. We got championships in multiple sports.
Track and field just kind of wrapped up.
Track and field wrapped up. We've got baseball going on. We've got soccer going on this week, multiple venues. Later on the week as folks are listening and watching and however they're consuming our podcast. So, yeah, you're getting through the spring sports championships right now. And then you're starting to see some jamborees, as Coach Wiggins was telling us about.
7-on-7s will start happening.
All that stuff.
You know, summer ball with pads.
Uh-huh.
It's the worst.
That, well, I mean, it's 9,000 degrees and you get pads and everything. But no, it's the busy season. Yeah. While you think it might be fading, it's not really fading.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready for everything here at GP and getting ramped up for that. So this is where we turn. This is where we turn and find out before we go the words of wisdom from the last 30 days from everybody on the other side of the glass with Marky Mark, Ambassador Jeremy, and King James, and find out what's going on. So we'll start with Marky Mark. Marky Mark, what has been on your mind the last 30 days?
This is a great question on this.
Great
I blanked.
He hasn't been thinking about anything.
No. Hey, don't give me a hard
days
time
to come
on
up
this.
Wow.
This is, no. You know what?
I was going to reserve my thought. Let me see if our thoughts meld here. What was your thought for Miss Hannah?
No, actually, I just wanted to talk about, I won't lie, Saturday was my birthday on that.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Mazel tov. Hopefully everybody paid for everything.
Oh, of course. Come on, John.
Excellent. No, just
like,
checking.
Even got, like, actually, one thing I have not talked about on the podcast is I have a deep addiction to Oreos.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's quite a vice, John. I wouldn't encourage it.
As long as it's the originals and you don't go sideways and try and go chasing after all of the renegade flavors and... all of that stuff. You go with the original, you go with the original ice cream flavor, you're right there.
Of course. So one thing I do want to shout out, my girlfriend did make an Oreo pie.
Oh,
she brought it.
Oh,
sweet. It killed. Incredible.
Nice.
But no, actually, you know what this
of
is?
Of course, he didn't bring enough for us.
No.
John, it was already
that.
Destroyed.
Oh, so
like,
okay, now that makes
we
sense.
We couldn't. We,
that makes sense.
Yeah, no.
So you,
sense.
You turned 20, right?
I wish. 31.
31? What?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You still got me beat. It's my birthday on Saturday.
Oh.
Nice. 31?
29.
Oh, there you go.
29. I'm young. Excellent. So young.
Yes.
Yep.
Incredibly 29. Young. Yeah, so when we come back here next month, then we'll be leading into my birthday.
Mm-hmm. I'm
702.
Wow. Okay, so we have a 29-year-old turning 30, 31-year-old, and 792?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to wheel you in here.
Yeah.
But on my birthday,
mm-hmm.
sorry to cut our segment short here, it is producer Jeremy's wedding day.
Well, yeah.
And I am photographing it.
There you
go. It's just full circle.
Nicely done.
Full circle day. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, Hannah's going to celebrate her birthday by taking photos of me. Yes.
By making money.
Yes.
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 Yes. And taking all of his money.
Yes. So, all right. So, Ambassador Jeremy, let me ask you this. Before we came on the air, we had a bit of a discussion involving Hannah's viewing habits.
Oh, Lord have mercy. This doesn't need to be a part of the podcast.
It absolutely does.
Oh, my gosh.
It's an insight to who Hannah is.
This is what I'm saying.
And so here's...
this is a really big insight.
Here's my internal debate. My internal debate is, one, I love Hannah.
Don't we all? Yeah.
Two... Hannah's taking photos at my wedding, so I need them to be good.
All of a sudden, everything just goes
a little blurry.
Everything goes neo-cubist and soft focus.
It's a little
so
blurry.
I don't want to give her too much.
Oh, so then you want me to do it?
I'm just... Hannah shared with us that she doesn't know who Spock is. She's never watched anything of Star Trek. She's never watched anything of the original Star Wars. And her quote was, I'm not interested in old movies.
But I also love sci-fi. So I'm just a walking oxymoron. I don't like old movies.
I'm just a walking moron, but that's okay.
Well, we all know that.
Yeah,
John.
Absolutely.
I don't like old movies. I don't want to watch a grainy. I need the 4K. I need the lights off, 4K.
You're not making
popcorn.
Any friends.
Wow. What is the
I don't like old movies.
What's the big sci-fi conference where everybody
Dragon Con? Are you talking about Dragon Con?
It might be.
MomoCon?
It might be.
Comic Con?
Comic Con might be. Do we need to send Hannah with a GPB Sports Investigative Unit to either Dragon Con, MomoCon, or Comic Con, or all three?
I would fit right in. I would love it.
You would. You would. Like, there'd be some guy in a Star Trek outfit, and you have no idea who he is.
Yeah, I can be R2-D2.
Mm-hmm.
I will go.
But you've got the C-3PO height, though. That's the problem.
I still don't know who Spock is.
We
I don't
do
know.
Need to wrap this up, though.
I'm so sorry.
Live long and prosper, everybody. We're out for another month.
You're the one that brought it up.
Yes, I know. For Hannah and for everybody behind the glass, play it safe, everybody. Live long and prosper. We're out. We'll be back next month because that's June.
Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.